playing the music you love today. This is Radio Today.
3:10, if you've just joined us, a very good afternoon. I'm Errol Ballantyne with you till 5 o'clock. In studio, we have three very young and very enthusiastic members of our community. We have Damien and Craig and Mandla, and we're going to be talking about the Jeppe Highland Gathering taking place this week, Saturday. Hi, guys. Now, I want to know, first of all, let's start with Damien. How are you involved with this?
I'm the master in charge of the Jeppe Pipe Band.
Are you the head honcho?
Yes, I am.
Do you play pipes?
Yes, I play the bagpipes myself. I play in a senior band called African Sky, and I tutor the pipers in the Jeppe Band.
Okay. Is it such a hard instrument to play, like everybody says?
It is quite a hard instrument to learn. It takes about a year and a half to actually get onto the bagpipes. You learn on something, I suppose, that looks a bit like a flute, which is called a chanter.
Yeah.
And that's where you learn all your fingering and the embellishments, and you progress onto tunes. And once we think you're ready and you can play your tunes off by heart, you then get given the bagpipe. So it's certainly quite a tricky instrument to learn, and obviously once you've got onto bagpipes, you still need to know the music off by heart so that you can march. And
yeah, and keep everything together and while you're marching and turning and saluting and all kinds of...
Yes, well, that's the thing. And obviously, as a band, you have to play exactly the same thing at the same time all the time. So, you know, to get the ensemble right is also a huge effort.
There's nothing quite as stirring as a bagpipe troop gathering band warming up, and they're all going with the air and blowing the thing up and getting all into the same. That's very thrilling. I was in Edinburgh some years ago at one of the tattoos, and man, that sound was just brilliant. Eh?
Yes, no, it certainly stirs a lot of emotions in people. It's one of those instruments that you either love or you can't stand.
Yes.
But you often see a few people tearing up at the... just at the sound of the bagpipes.
So you've got your kilt and all of that, have you?
Yes, of course we do. We'll all be wearing our kilts.
All right, so Craig, where do you fit into the whole scheme of things?
I am the chairman of the Pipe Band Patrons Association for Jeppe. Mm-hmm. So our job is really to, the behind-the-scenes stuff, support. We help manage the band, the functions like the gathering, we will run that. Mm. We help get the uniforms together, and our big function clearly is fundraising.
So you've got all the logistics to worry about.
Yes.
They get the limelight, you're one of the background
boys. Yes. We do the real work.
You know. I love it. Yeah, but you know, it's all hangs together, doesn't it? I mean, one can't do anything without the other one. And Mandla, you're at Jeppe Boys High.
Yes.
You just pull that mic a little bit towards you. There you go. Okay. You're at Jeppe Boys High, and you're in grade 12.
Grade 12 this year, sir.
Okay, and I see he's got so many badges. I wish I could show you this. Head of house and prefect and main man and all of those good things.
Thanks.
Okay, that's brilliant. All right, so what's your involvement then?
My involvement is I was fortunate enough to be selected as the band captain for this year. So I play a bit of an administrative role next to Mr. Holt and Mr. Pittman on the sidelines. But otherwise, aside from that, I'm a member of the band itself. I play bass and tenor, and I'm the A-band's bass drummer, so that's my gig.
You play bass and tenor?
Yes.
What does that mean?
In a pipe band, yeah.
Bass and tenor, bagpipes?
No, bass and tenor, drums.
Yes.
So everyone always goes on about how it's a pipe band, and they constantly forget about all the lovely and most talented drummers we have out there.
And you've got that... and then all the spin. Yes, do you spin the sticks
do
the whole
so
trip?
Well. Eh? Yes.
And if you drop one, does everything?
If you drop one, you carry on going like it never happened.
And you pick up the flak the next day.
Mandla's actually been quite modest. He's the South African champion at the moment for tenor and bass.
Whoa. Wow, I'm so impressed. That's another badge you can put on your jacket, eh?
Maybe
fantastic.
You want to say.
What took you into doing that? I mean, you say you were lucky enough. What you must have gone for it, and you must have been very interested in it in the first place.
In all honesty, it started, 4 or 5 years ago, 2012, sitting there, Jeppe High School for Boys, grade 8 orientation. And one of the pipers at the time, Dylan Mraz, plays for us, and Mr. Pittman is standing next to him. And they say, well, you know, if you think you'll be interested in the pipe band, just come speak to us afterwards. And that was it for me. I was hooked from there on, and I've stuck around ever since. I don't plan on going anywhere. So
fantastic.
That's my whole two cents to the story.
All right. Now, with this goes this Jeppy High School, Jeppy Highland gathering, goes back for a lot of years, hey? This is how many years now?
It's been going for about 20-odd years for the actual gathering itself. The pipe band, the band is 78 years old this year, but the gathering's been going for 20-odd years, and it's part of a circuit in South Africa. There's 8 gatherings in the pipe band season. We've just come back from Amanzimtoti, the South Coast gathering, where the band won.
Well done.
The next one on the calendar is ours, which is on Saturday, the 14th of May.
Yeah. And how many of these do you do around the country then? Are there various centres that you go and perform at?
There's how many competitions in the...
There's eight competitions.
Generally run by the schools.
Yeah.
It's just a season. It's our pipeline season.
So the logistics must be frightening. How many people in a band? How many band members are there?
Well, it varies. Obviously, with school numbers and, you can have as little as 8 people in a band. Jeppy is very fortunate at the moment. We've got plus minus 30 in our organization. We're actually fielding 2 bands this year. We've got our A band and our B band, and each of those bands they have about 15 members in them.
Yeah. And so you go to various centers around the country and compete with other bands.
Yes.
Now there must be a lot of rehearsing and a lot of organization. Do you get involved in that as well, Craig? The logistics of it?
No, not really. We stay out of rehearsals and that type of thing. Actual band work is not what we focus on. We try and take everything else away from Mr. Pittman so that he can focus on training the learners and getting the band to win competitions.
Hmm.
We do the background stuff, and as I say, one of the big things is the fundraising. You'd be quite surprised to see how costly it can be to run a pipe band.
I can imagine. I mean, that equipment is very, very expensive, isn't it?
Yes.
All has to be insured and taken care of and what have you. Now, I was just reading here that the Jeppy Pipe Band enjoys a reputation as one of the oldest and most recognized school pipe bands in the country. And 2014 was a particularly successful season, with the band having taken a clean sweep of the novice juvenile section of the National Pipe Bands competition circuit, resulting in the South African champions for the section. So you're no slouches, you guys, eh? Mandla, are you kind of overawed sometimes by being a member of such an auspicious organization for so many years?
I'd have to say yes, because I mean, sometimes it gets a little surreal. I mean, you think, sure thing, I'm in the pipe band, and you go out there and it's like every time you just get goosebumps. Like when you hear the piper strike up or you hear 3-beat drills, every time it's a new flash of emotion, and it's like it's pure joy.
Fantastic. Tell us about the Basel competition coming up in July in Switzerland.
The Basel Tattoo takes after the Edinburgh Tattoo. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge, basically a show which gets put on, and obviously it takes place in Basel, Switzerland. We are the first school band in South Africa to ever be invited to this event, and the second school band in the world, Queen Victoria School from Scotland, they have played in it before. And since we won the 2014 season, I got chatting to a few people over there, one of the organizers, and she actually has given us the opportunity to play in this show, which is an incredible amount of work for the band, but the opportunity that it gives the boys is just, it's going to be incredible. These boys and girls in the band, we're leaving here on the 16th of July, and we're going away for 2.5 weeks.
What an opportunity, hey? You talk about girls. How many girls are there in the band?
At the moment, we've got 5 girls in the JP band. There's a few, most of them are JP girls.
Mm.
And it's just going to be a huge thing for us to do this.
Are there any girl drummers, Mandla?
Yes, sir, they are.
Oh, a large majority most of the girls are.
Most of the girls are, okay.
Yes.
That's why Mandla smiles so.
I was just going to say, he's got this big grin all over his face.
No, a lot of them are. They're very close friends of mine. And, you know, when you're in the pipe and you spend so much time together that you develop this family-like bond. So, I mean, when you talk about family, you can't help but smile. So.
Sure. All right, now, Craig, this is where you come in, because this requires a massive amount of funding, 400,000 rand.
Yeah.
How do you raise this kind of money?
We're fortunate to have a real strong group of parents. We lead these guys, but definitely without their input, we wouldn't be where we are. And we have a very well developed plan that we put together. We set up certain goals that we would reach by playing at certain events and doing certain fundraisers, and we just followed that plan through, and we got to where we need to be. It took a lot of work, but we're very pleased to say that it's achievable, and we're there.
Also, there's a huge amount of exposure for the band and the school at a place like Basel. I mean, yeah. I see there were, 2014, there were 120,000 spectators and gazillions of television viewers.
Yes.
So you guys all got to be on your best behavior, Mandla, yes?
Always.
Are you going?
Yes.
Have you been before?
Never, actually. So there's a first time for everything.
How exciting.
Mandla is the band captain, so he has to go. And he's also our drum major, on top of being a drummer. So he's
no, you're not one of those guys that's he does.
Yes.
How do you do that? With a lot of practice. Yes, I know you're going to tell me a lot of practice. But is it hard to do? Is it a daunting task when you first get this thing and you spin it and it falls into your head and you feel stupid?
In the beginning, yes, but over time, as your confidence grows, it gets easier step by step, and it's just about really getting into the swing of things.
Brilliant. Okay, let's talk about this Saturday. Who wants to take on this? Right, all pointing at Craig. Here you go, Craig. Off you go.
Yes, well, as we said, Saturday is our JEPI gathering, part of the whole competition season for the year. It's a big event for us. It's the biggest of the year by far, and it's a big event in the community. The JEPI Pipe Band is a big part of the Kensington community where we live, basically. So it's our turn to host the competition. Gates will be opening at 8:30. It's a day long event. And really, it's about the bands getting together and competing. We also have Highland Dancers who come and compete.
Are they also from JEPI or from other schools?
No, they're not school.
Are they not schools?
The dancers belong to dancing schools, but they're not affiliated to education.
And they do it with the swords and the in and out.
Yes. I don't know much about the dancing, so don't ask me.
Very, very, very spectacular to watch.
Yes.
Then you've got massed bands at 3:30.
Yes.
How many bands are going to be there?
In total, roughly, Damien?
There's around 23 bands, and that's probably, they take up a full field, and it's an incredible thing to witness, to watch all those bands playing the same tune, and obviously Amazing Grace will be played, and that is when we spoke earlier about the tears rolling, that's generally when it happens. And obviously your pipers will be playing Amazing Grace, and then you'll have the drummers coming in with huge drum rolls during Amazing Grace, and
coming Mandla,
and you just hear this incredible, it's like a thunder effect, and it's just something special to watch.
And you don't have to be Scottish or have Scottish roots to appreciate the sensation. It's just such stirring stuff, eh? Yeah. How long does it take for those 23 bands to do the circuit on this? Last section.
Well, throughout the day, the bands each play individually. They each get two turns in playing, and that's how they get judged. They all play in different grades. You start off with your school bands in the morning, and you land up playing with our premier section, which is grade 2, in the afternoon. And then after that, basically the mass bands forms your prize giving. And to have 23 of them playing together, they'll probably play for about 20 minutes together, and that's when most of your crowds come through just to watch that, because it's a phenomenal thing to witness.
Tell us about things like parking and stuff. Is there secure parking? Plenty of it.
We have secure parking on the school fields.
Oh, okay.
But it is a limit. Mm. I would suggest get there early if you can. But once the JEPI boys field is filled up, we will have overflow parking available at our sister school, JEPI Girls.
Okay.
Which is just probably 300 meters down the road, yeah, with a shuttle bus. So we urge people to, if you cannot park in on the school fields at the boys' school, go down to the girls' school.
Okay, so you've got food and drink. There'll be all kinds of stalls available. There's a craft stall, children's play area. It's not expensive to get in. Gosh, it's $30 for adults and R20 for scholars and pensioners. There's access for disabled people as well. So you've thought of everything. You can even book online, yeah, if you want to do what? Jump the queue.
Yeah, really. That's the first year we're doing this. And yes, you don't have to wait in the queue and for your ticket. Go on to quicket.co.za and book your ticket and come straight in.
That's quick with an E-T at the end. quicket.co.za. Quicket. And it is this Saturday. It is the 14th of May. It is at JEPI High School for Boys. And it's going to be a very, very stirring occasion. That's part of such a long history with the band. Hey, going back to, what would we be saying, 1940-something when the band first arrived on the scene.
1943.
1943, and going strong. Have you met, do the old boys come to this thing? Do you meet them and, somebody saying, I played in the band in 1956 kind of thing?
Yes, we have a very strong old boys, a link to the old boys, I think generally with JEPI, but as an example, we have a gentleman who we're in touch with constantly, who was the pipe major in 1946, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
He's been to some of our competitions that we hold. And
gosh, he must be quite elderly.
Yes, but he's in good shape, and then he supports the band.
Fantastic. What is the tartan?
It's Black Watch.
Okay. So now who kits out everybody as part of the expense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But does it
yeah.
mean that everybody's got to be measured for jacket size and for... they're all nodding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who does all that? Where do you get the stuff from? Do you get it made?
We do. We get it made. There are a few local guys who do that kind of thing. You've got a choice of... Not a lot of people, I have to be honest, but there are people who supply that service, and that's how we go about it. But it's... it costs a bit of money, and that's a big part of our fundraising that we do. But the guys have to look the part.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure every member of that band, and Mandla, you'd be able to identify with this, feels very proud of being chosen for that band and very proud to be a member of it and just talks all the time and just lives the band.
Indeed, always. Being in the band is truly an exceptional and phenomenal feeling, but just... the ambience around and everyone's excitement. There isn't a moment when you all come together and everyone's speaking in hushed tones because we're excited to be there. We love what we're doing and we just couldn't imagine life without it.
Nice, eh?
Hey, it really is a family environment. The band, one of the things that I always say about the band is that you've got grade 8s right through to matrix, such as Mandla, all getting on so well with each other. And you spoke about the old boys. There's a lot of the tutors. I played in the JEPI pop band when I was younger, and we've all stayed around and we just helped to build it. And I know already Mandla, he's seeking a career in education, and next year he still wants to be a part of the band and the whole setup. And last year's pop major, Brandon Holtz, that's Craig's son, he's stuck around this year. He matriculated last year, and he's now one of the tutors of our A band. So it's something that you almost never want to give up, you know. I've been doing it now for 15 years since I was in grade 7, and the JEPI band and JEPI runs through you. So it's just an incredible thing to be a part of. It's very hard to explain.
Mm. Well, I get the enthusiasm and I get the commitment from all of you guys. I think it's just amazing. And break a leg for Saturday. I hope it's going to be a brilliant day.
Thank you.
So everybody just pitch up at JEPI Boys, JEPI High School for Boys. That is this Saturday. It is the 14th of May. It's anytime from 8 o'clock you can pitch during the day. And it'll go until what? Probably 4:30 or 5?
Mass bands at
3:30. Is that the end?
Yes, there's a bit of prize giving and so forth, but okay. If you want to be there for mass bands, be there
by before 3:30.
Yes, before 3:30.
Wonderful. Damien, Craig, Mandla, thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
I hope it's hugely successful, and I hope the band just goes on forever.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Playing the music you love today. This is Radio Today.